Kennedy Center breaks all-time attendance record for a public event after Trump takeover. By Paul Bois on April 9, 2025. The Kennedy Center broke an all-time attendance record for a public event in March despite boycotts from Democrats since President Trump's takeover. This past March, the Kennedy Center's Earth to Space Arts Breaking the Sky fireworks show saw over 11,000 attendees, a new record for a public event, per an exclusive from the Daily Caller. The history-making moment was celebrated amid a flurry of criticism from liberals about President Donald Trump's takeover of the entertainment facility. Critics voiced concerns about Trump's understanding and appreciation for the arts when he took control of the Kennedy Center. However, attendance numbers have told a different story. With a focus on shifting away from politically charged programming, the facility experienced tremendous success with a widely attended fireworks show. A Kennedy Center representative noted that 76% of all attendees at the fireworks show had never stepped foot in the venue before. The event was open to the public, with free first-come, first-served tickets available on the Kennedy Center website. Visitors took in the show on the 360-degree rooftop terrace and flocked to the Riverwalk to take in the magic of art as the fireworks filled the skies above the Potomac River. The first 800 visitors were treated to a VIP experience by having the opportunity to send an individual firework into the sky through the Cape, Kai Guoqiang's custom AI model, web interface. Roma Duravi, VP of PR for the Kennedy Center, said the event shows that the Kennedy Center will be offering similar programming in the near future. It was wonderful to have so many new visitors at the Kennedy Center for Kai Guoqiang's firework showcase. We look forward to their return for more wonderful programming soon. Everyone is welcome here, Duravi said. As Breitbart News reported in February, President Trump was made chairman of the center following the firing of President Deborah Rutter. In turn, Trump aide and former ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell was named interim president while Trump replaced outgoing chair David Rubenstein. As a result of the shakeup, several stars, including superstar soprano Renee Fleming, announced they would be cutting ties with the Kennedy Center. This was followed by Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda and lead producer Jeffrey Seller telling The New York Times that they would be canceling a scheduled production of the hit musical. "This latest action by Trump means it's not the Kennedy Center as we knew it," Lin-Manuel Miranda said. "The Kennedy Center was not created in this spirit. And we're not going to be a part of it while it is the Trump-Kennedy Center. We're just not going to be part of it." Seller added that the creative team behind Hamilton felt that Trump took away our National Arts Center for all of us. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.